Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for Ag Daily for the week of Monday, May 7th. Currently, we've got corn down 4.5 cents, beans down 21¾, and wheat down 12.5 cents. We've got the dollar up 13 ticks. A little bit surprised at the extent of the weakness here this morning. Beans down 22 cents on their lows. For the rest of the week, we've got the funds still heavily long. Corn and beans out here, probably 160 to 70,000 contracts of each. And it looks like they're lightening up on some of that here today. They were long 120,000 meal. They've obviously sold some of that here today. So it looks like a little long liquidation. We've got the reports on Thursday this week. Supply and demand, most people are looking for reductions in the corn carryout and the bean carryout. Corn market's a little bit lower as the weather continues to be pretty good for planting. We should see a huge jump in the planted numbers here today at 3 o'clock. The bean number should be in line. Corn, I think, will still be just a little bit behind, but certainly catching up, and we don't see any real issues out here. So right now, just don't have any bull news to really jack these markets up. And actually, you know, there's some bearish sentiment because we weren't able to make a trade deal with the Chinese. There's no NAFTA deal on the table, so all that weighs a little bit on this grain market, and as long as we look like we're going to get the crop in the ground, we're seeing this sell-off here today with the funds being long. I'm guessing we'll see more of this up until we get to Thursday with the funds usually going three-day waves, so if they sell it today, tomorrow, Wednesday, maybe we can see the market come back on Thursday, maybe Friday. But wheat market's a little hard to understand. We talked last week of maybe once we got through the wheat tour, that'd be a case of buy the rumor, sell the fact. And the tour was over on Thursday. We've been down ever since. And I think that's just kind of the case. But I think there's been a lot of damage out there. And I think when combines roll, we're going to even see more damage out there. So in the long run, you know, I'd certainly like to buy wheat before the report. Probably buy some corn and beans before the report. But certainly, you've got still December corn at 417, well worth protecting. New crop beans at 1020, still well worth protecting. So I think you've got to do some risk management out here to protect the downside and hope for the best on the upside. If you have any questions, you can give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.